At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Paul McCartney in studio yesterday. And one problem with the President of the United States got about Jerome Powell. I was surprised he was appointed. That's because he appointed him. That's my new policy now. Anything I do, I'm just going to say, surprised that happened. I yelled. I was impatient. I forgot to do something. Surprised that happened.
Who says you can't be surprised by actions you took? You could look back in hindsight and say, you know what?
That's fair.
I am surprised I did that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, very salient.
Thank you.
Yes, very salient. Death penalty or not, let's get to it. Death penalty or not, our guy Joe Thompson, he's on with us one, so let's just call him our guy. Joe, we'd like that press conference not at 3 o'clock. We'd like to be able to talk about it the day of, but the press conference was at 3 o'clock yesterday, laid out more grisly details involved in the despicable individual known as Vance Belter. I wrestled yesterday with talking about the interview that he gave the New York Post. Because it's the biggest story in our state this year. When you murder to a dog, which, by the way, this show is never going to dismiss, ever. Attempt to murder three others, and who knows how many other people. We know he was at two other homes. We have some sort of knowledge of a list. And I wrestled yesterday, Dave, with, he does this interview. Should I give him any credibility? Should I even talk about it? Because I don't believe a word he says. But then, do I stick my head in the sand and I'm not going to cover this story? It just bugged me yesterday. I'm like, we knew the press conference was coming, so why am I going to give him any light of an interview? That doesn't mean I'm not going to discuss the evidence, but if somebody says you should have talked about the interview yesterday, I get it. It's fair. I want to balance covering the story and not hanging on every word of a homicidal maniac and acting, oh, wow, he told me this. Well, this must be true. Don't believe a word he says. Why would you believe one word he says? There's zero reason to, including, you know, Tim Walz went to him because he wants to be a senator. And let's not only kill Klobuchar, but kill Tina Smith. This will be the decision by the federal government. Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi would like to have this story in the news right now. Pam is sick of taking the heat on the Epstein situation. Major up a little earlier this week. Major's on at 1:05. We'll talk about that. Anybody believes this was Pam Bondi's decision on the Epstein files? You don't pay enough attention. Or you're just a sucker. This was Donald Trump's decision, 1,000%. But Joe Thompson, the acting U.S. attorney for Minnesota, laid out the charges And within those charges, Dave, after the indictments from the grand jury, death penalty is a possibility. They don't give that responsibility to Tom Heffelfinger in the past, or Andy Luger in the past, or Joe Thompson. It goes up to the federal level of the Department of Justice. I realize we have a flawed legal system. Last time we talked about this was in the minutes after Diddy was found not guilty of the most powerful of the charges, the ones which could have sent him away basically for life. And we reminded people again, not new, shocking news. Guess what? You have money. You have access to outstanding attorneys compared to you don't have access to attorneys who aren't overwhelmed, because there are some young public defenders who are brilliant attorneys. But they also have, I don't know, 75 cases? And they have like 5 minutes to look at all the cases and say, okay, here's where we're going. So we've had examples of individuals, Dave, as you know, who have been on death row, for not days, not weeks, not months, not years, decades. Decades. And then guess what happens? Another piece of evidence comes out. DNA, recanting testimony, questions on the credibility of a witness, question on the credibility of the officers, question on the credibility of jurors, question on the credibility of lawyers, and a person who maybe through appeals has been on death row for, I don't know, 21 years. Guess what? They're no longer eligible for death row because that murder one charge has been dropped. They still might have other charges against them. They may not be like the person you want coming to your house. We also have a disproportionate system on race. We just do. Doesn't mean every time, obviously, as we discussed many times. But in this case, would you like the Attorney General and the people around her to say yes to death penalty on Vance Belter? I'm a yes. I wrestle with this. I absolutely do. Because I know, as I've just laid out in a small dose, because so many other smarter legal minds could lay out a case for probably the entirety of the show why we should not have the death penalty because of issues with our system. We also could say the morality of our country, that are we going to lower ourselves to the vermin involved in brutally killing an individual or individuals and do a quasi tit for tat? Guess what? You kill people, so we're just going to kill you. Should we be better than that? The cost involved with it. For some, they believe, guess what, Dave? 40, 50, 60, whatever years behind bars. That might be torturous than ending someone's life. I think it has to be selective. But I still think there are examples in our society when the death penalty applies. And if Vance Belter was not found, who knows how many more people he would have killed, and we know who he killed. These were assassinations to some level of a political nature to have implications. Who knows all the implications? As I said on Twitter in the hours after, I still find it shameful isn't strong enough. How individuals in this town and across the country like this knew right away the motivation of Vance Belter, and let's improve my brand. Some of these people I know, and it was embarrassing. It was grotesque. Where there's one little inkling of news on this maniac. And so I'm going to say, of course, he's aligned with the Democrats. This was all a part of Tim Walz's Minnesota. And know it. And I'm going to put tweets out, or I'm going to videos out. And then later, when we learn more information, there's more information to be learned. Then all of a sudden you start retweeting people saying, this isn't the time to cast aspersions and point fingers. Pfft, hello? You were somebody who was doing it right away, and there were a lot of people in this group, not just in this town, but across the country. So there's still a lot more in Belter in our system. 1,000% deserves to be represented and have his day in multiple courts. Joe Thompson made that very clear with us about 10 days ago or so. The feds are going first. Mary Moriarty can want whatever she wants. Guess what, Mary? You're not winning this one. The feds are going first. So when you look at this, and you can also broaden it out to should we have the death penalty in this country, I believe as a conflicted individual, and somebody can make the argument against me saying, if you're conflicted on this, you're really going to put somebody to death when you wrestle with whether this should be? I still think that some things are so vile and the other implications tied to it that even conflicted, I'm for the death penalty. In this case, qualifies for me. I know Dave sees it different. Dave's going to explain that, but I want to hear from you. I'd love to hear a lengthy phone call on this, a shorter phone call, or text. You definitely have an opinion on this. It's the biggest story in the state still now, and we just had a huge press conference just as our show was finishing yesterday. Death penalty or not for Vance Belter. Where do you stand? It's as simple as that. 651-461-9226.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I got this one, too. National Hot Dog Day.
How could it be anything else?
Yeah.
Chili dog outside the Tasty Foods.
Mm-hmm. Chili dog slightly overrated.
Not nearly as good as the Coney.
Correct.
A cousin of the chili dog, but better.
Yep. Correct. I like chili. Again, the ranking, we're going to get into the National Hot Dog Day later. The ranking, once again, for me, is a Polish, a brat, and then a hot dog. I like hot dogs. Don't get me wrong. I don't need the, you know what I like to do? Sometimes, separate but equal.
Okay. Keep the hot dogs apart.
Yes, the hot dogs and chilies. Separate them.
That's fine.
But equally enjoy them.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm saying this is a case with Vance Belter where the federal government, who will make this decision, Pam Bondi, and a team a part of this, that Vance Belter should face the death penalty. Narrow application. Dave, why do you see this differently?
I just don't see the specific crime as it doesn't change my opinion, whether it's the worst, most heinous, disgusting, horrible crime you can imagine, or something that just barely squeezes into the death penalty possibility. Doesn't matter. Doesn't it? To me, it's just...
No. There's no scenario for you.
Nope. There's not. There's not. I don't think that's our decision to
Somebody
make.
Somebody goes to an elementary school and kills 20 kids. No. For you.
No.
Okay?
No. I just don't feel that
we should
humans,
not lower ourselves to
as to put that. Yeah. I don't think we should lower ourselves. I think we should be a more enlightened society, one could say. I don't think that's a decision that you should put in the hands of a jury or a judge. And... You know, if it's if we're talking the electric chair or the gas chamber or lethal injection, I wouldn't want to be the one to administer it. So I wouldn't want to be in a position to, if I'm on a jury, if I am a judge, to say, you have to do that. That's part of your job. You have to kill that human being.
Well, also, think about the stories we've had the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years mm-hmm. of problems trying to put people to death.
Yes. Issues with that. Obviously, you talked about... You know, people on death row for 20, 30 years, all of a sudden new evidence comes to light and they're exonerated. In this case, the Belter case, yet to be tried, certainly seems open and shut.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of question, but that to me just doesn't matter. I would say, you know, if you had a system where the jury or judge can look at a crime, look at the, you know, someone who's been found guilty and say, they are worried of this kind of treatment in jail. And, you know, Belter could be a, you know, you don't get to leave your cell more than a half hour a day. And all you get to eat is beans and rice for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even get an alternative. Fine. That's good for me. But
that's not lowering our standards when we're debating lowering our standards for killing somebody if we're treating them that horribly.
I think it's far different than the death penalty.
Okay. I think a lot of people are with you. Among the texts, Chad. First, I do not like the death penalty at all. I want this awful man to be in prison for life. I don't know if he will ever come to terms with what he did or continue in his delusional world. And I hope no one kills him there so he lives a long time. Thank you. More text. Death penalty. Damn right. Chad, I'm unlike you as conflicted in this case. I do think it is warranted. Death penalties make an example out of someone. My problem with death penalty is how long it takes to actually do it. If you wanted to truly work and you're found guilty, you'd be put to death within the year. I think you have to exhaust the legal system for these individuals. But as you were just saying, picking up on one of my points, it's now absurd that it's 15, 20, 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it has to be a year. I differ from the texter, but I get the point. If we're going to do it, it should not be a 20-year process. If you want to say, nope, we're not going to lower ourselves to that level, I get millions and millions are with you. But the other thing of, well, we're just going to go 10, 15, 20 years and slow this process down so dramatically, that isn't right either.
No, it's absurd.
There has to be a better way than that. Hi, Chad. Yes, in this heinous, meticulously orchestrated case, the federal death penalty should be carried out. Reading a lot of text here. Absolutely yes on the death penalty. Let's not have him sit in jails. get it done. Kind of the same point. It's just beyond horrendous. Death penalty for sure. The creepy stalking, praying that it deserves a death penalty all the way horrible. Yeah, that's part of what we're learning, too, on the stalking of property, this bizarre letter to Cash Patel Walls' involvement and where to send him and military training. There's nothing he can say right now that convinces me he's telling the truth. Now, again, he, like everybody involved, and it doesn't turn out fair, we know that, like everybody involved, deserves an opportunity to tell his side of the story. There's no denying he was there, right? Is there any denying that he was at the houses and even acknowledges that he was at, does he acknowledge for sure he was at Ann Rest's place because he talks about that police interaction and says, if I wanted to, did he use the word slaughter? Remember, I forget which word he used, but if I wanted to kill cops, I could have. I'm still very confused on what happened there with the police officer when the police officer was interacting, there was no exchange, and just went on. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not saying officers have to be flawless. Aren't you still like really, what else happened there?
It is a little peculiar. I mean, the whole situation seems, and I get that the officer then went on to do what she was asked to do, go check on the house. But
yeah,
when you have somebody that you know you're looking for somebody and displaying that absolutely strange behavior.
Now, there's another police officer. You're talking to another police officer, you believe, and you're interacting, and this person just staring straight ahead and saying nary word to you. I'm not asking for flawlessness. I'm not asking for perfection. The pressure on somebody in that case is extraordinary, including not putting yourself in a position where you're killed. That's still... I still have just a lot of questions about that. No death penalty. We cannot say murder is wrong and then kill somebody as a sentence. I used to be pro-death penalty, but over time realized it's not morally consistent with my other views on our society. Have you always, in your belief, been against the death penalty?
I've never been comfortable with it, yeah.
More text. The death penalty would let the monster off easy. A lot of people believe that. That this is the easier way to go, and it should not be. Last one. The death penalty does not deter anyone when it's done behind closed doors, visible only for the family of the victims. If we're going to use the death penalty, and I think we should not, a texter says, we should make it public and do it by firing squad or hanging. Let all see so the reality is visible to all. What are your thoughts on that text?
No.
I don't think in any way we need to put this on television and a pay-per-view. And in coming to this conclusion in this limited way, am I convinced by doing this that it's going to cause some other vicious, violent, despicable individual to have pause? No, I don't. I don't know about murder and... life in prison causes someone to think that way. This is not a rational thought, someone logical, reasoned, measured. That type of person is not thinking that way.
Correct.
It is more just what is the just punishment that we've deemed as a society that this person should receive. Rena, much lighter topics coming up with our friend Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.